Good morning to you, everybody.
Yo, wake up.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time to celebrate hump day.
I bust my hump every day.
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Halfway through the week.
Gosh, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. Remember, in just 15 minutes or so, National EAS, Emergency Alert System. It is going to be put out nationwide, not only on your cell phones, the radio, computers. This is an all-device test. So, this is that thing that, you know, if the president wants to take it over, he can. It's to make sure, and remember, this test has been planned for quite a while. They actually schedule these things out. They have to, so they can let the radio stations know and everything like that. Because for a lot of the stations, the link is automatic. They just come in, and that's how the government basically, you know, takes over the alert system to let you know what's going on. You know, if we're at war, if there's a national disaster, just things that you need to know. Today's poll question, do you think Nancy Pelosi is actually going to step down? Do you think her age is getting to her? The Atlantic came out and said that, well, she's planning on announcing it. Very interesting, though. I can't imagine. Nancy Pelosi is so ingrained in what she does that I really can't picture her stepping down on her own. So if she steps down, in my opinion, it's because somebody is telling her to. So what do you think? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe Nancy Pelosi when she says she will step down as Speaker of the House? The problem is, who would replace her? You know, as we see from the Senate side, all of the senators that voted for the infrastructure bill, now, you know, they're the ones in there, Susan Collins and Murkowski and Romney. You know they're going to go with the Democrats. What surprised me, though, was Chuck Grassley. That really surprised me. Didn't surprise me that Lindsey Graham once again flip-flops. He has cojones when he needs them, you know, to make it look like he's making a stand for the people. So when it comes to spending trillions of your taxpayer dollars on the Green New Deal, let's call it what it is, then, you know, that doesn't surprise me that he's a fake Republican. Yesterday's poll question, are you going to watch any of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium? 67% of those participating said yes. I find it very interesting that the media is calling him a con man, saying it's a distraction. Well, if he's a con man, why don't they just take him up on his $5 million offer that if they can prove him wrong, they get $5 million bucks? You think maybe because they can't? Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Thanks for being here today. Mike is on the line, wants to talk about masks. Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? You know, I just heard something on the Fox News thing that said they're recalling a bunch of chicken for 28 people being hurt, quote, by the chicken for salmonella, but yet there's 60-some-odd thousand and plus being hurt by all of these vaccines, and they're not recalling those? That sounds a little bit stupid to me.
Yeah. You think? Thank you.
I think it's time for people to wake the hell up.
Yeah, they really do. Mike, especially, you know, we've got some serious issues coming up, because, and I'm glad you mentioned chickens, because if you look down in the South, down in Texas, and remember when we had those big freezes and everything like that? People report. You've got to go to the business section of, you know, like the Wall Street Journal and things like that to find this stuff out, because mainstream media doesn't cover it, that they lost close to 1 million chickens. 545,000 had to be euthanized, and another 455,000 chickens just died because of the temperatures. And then another 703,000 eggs, just that the eggs were lost.
Right. I used to drive truck nationwide, and 1 million sounds like a big number to you and me, but that's just maybe one farm down there. But the thing is, you know, with these chicken haulers, they call them chicken haulers. There's only two things that are allowed to hit the street when you're driving a truck. One is water and one is chicken feathers, because they're natural. Now, the thing about the chicken haulers is they're not slowing down, but there's, you know, people underestimate the amount of chickens that we actually have in these United States, Arkansas, Texas, all those places that grow chickens. It's tens of millions of chickens that they're talking about. But for salmonella, for 28 people, and 60-some-odd thousand plus are hurt by the COVID virus, come on.
Got you right there, Mike. And you're right. It was just one farm. That was just Sanderson Farm. So, Mike, you be safe out there and make sure you stand your ground with that mask thing going on.
Oh, absolutely. We do have a meeting tonight with another club, but I'm hoping that they postpone that. Well, I'd like to be down there at the rally.
Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight. Power to parent.
Yeah, we start our meeting at 6:30, which is a problem.
Well, if you miss tonight's rally, there's another rally 6 o'clock tomorrow night for businesses and being mask-free. So if you miss it tonight, you got tomorrow night to make it up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Hey, Gene, what are your thoughts on what's going on around us?
Well, you know, it seems to me, you know, we have the geezer in chief, we have Biden. Then they fall on the line underneath them. You have Pelosi, you have Grassley, you have Chuck Schumer, among others. Folks who haven't done a whole lot in their eons of time spent in Washington. And now suddenly they all want to make a name for themselves with all this utopian spending that's going to cause a lot of damage, actually. Mm-hmm. And the sad part of it is these folks are so far into geezerhood that they're not going to be around to see the wreckage that this is going to cause. And it just seems a little egocentric for them that after 50 or 60 years of doing nothing, that they want to just make a name for themselves as they exit.
Well, but Gene, you have to remember, they're living high on the hog now. What they're being paid to do now to destroy the future, they're living in the lap of luxury. And they sold their souls a long time ago.
Well, I get that. I mean, they've been a government feather bedder since the beginning of time, it seems. None of them have ever had real jobs in the private sector. They've never been in the pressure cooker of earning a real paycheck. They don't understand the value of taxpayer dollars and what it takes to fund the government. And, you know, I was listening earlier to someone on Armstrong and Getty, some of the spending in this infrastructure bill. We're going to subsidize free hot dogs on the Amtrak monopoly that still loses money. So it's that kind of untenable waste is built into these bills. That's the kind of thing that, you know, that you just shake your head at. You know, and so I just wonder
when you should be shaking your fist.
more so than that, I just wonder if Joe Manchin, who is, you know, making verbal rumblings that he might support all this, you know, is going to do what he did on the other bill. He's just going to flip flop. He's going to, you know, maybe stir the pot a little bit that he may not support it, but he'll fall into line. He won't stand up and have a backbone and say no to either some or all of this stuff.
Gene, you know he's just making those rumblings to get attention because there's money in this bill for his wife's organization. It's his payoff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. He'll make it. He'll put on the show. But when it comes to the vote, he'll vote with the rest of them and get it passed to screw the American people.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing the climate parameters of this bill. As I said yesterday, you know, I'm almost certain we're going to have a mask mandate or the climate equivalent of a mask mandate with our vehicles next year.
Yeah,
you know,
we will.
I can see a vehicle ban in our national parks if you don't have an electric vehicle, national forest, our camping areas, and so forth. And so I'm curious to see that. But that being said, you know, it just seems like the geezer in chief Biden and those that have fallen behind him who have done nothing for 50 years. And now in an orgy of spending that built on the backs of future generations are going to exit with some notions of they're making a name for themselves as they go out the door. You know, as you spoke about, is Pelosi going to step down?
They're all going out millionaires, Gene. Gene, I got to cut you off. I got to do a traffic report here. But as usual, thank you so much for calling in and being on the program today. Thanks for those insights.
You're welcome.
This is what we have to watch. You know, that bill is ridiculous and it should not be pushed on. You should be calling everybody you can because it's your money. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned amid multiple sexual harassment allegations. With a track record like that, not many places he can go, besides the White House. The new Fantasy Island premiered on Fox last night. It starred the MyPillow guy with an unbelievably complex plot line. Louis C.K. announced a new comedy tour. I hear he has some brand spanking new material. Sorry, poor choice of words. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen signed a $258 million contract. Takes a lot of money to get someone to live in Buffalo. And Mountain Dew branded alcoholic drinks are coming in 2022. Until then, if you want an alcoholic drink that glows and tastes weak, you'll have to go with Corona Light. This is not headline news.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm so distracted by all of your emails and texts that I completely missed the test. I thought that was pretty funny. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines. We've had people patiently waiting, so we've got Nate on the line. Nate, thanks for being on the program this morning. What's on your mind?
Monica, we are in grave danger, and these people just walk around blind, dumb, not paying attention to anything. I don't wear a mask down here in Carson. Everywhere I go, nobody says a word. I go to Reno, and there are little Stasis there, and I don't know if you've noticed the difference between Carson and Reno, Monica, but the Stasi's there, man. I mean, they're just all over you for the mask. Have you noticed that?
Well, it depends on, honestly, Nate, it depends on what stores you go to, because we've had some absolutely fantastic ones that they're not requiring any of it. They're not requiring it for their employees. They're not requiring it for their visitors. A lot of restaurants not putting up with it. So I think slowly as this continues to go on, there are people waking up to the fact that this is a dictatorship that we're in right now with Governor Sisolak and Cicilline, might as well call him that. And people are pushing back. So I'm very proud of that. But there is a huge difference between Carson and Douglas and the rural communities than, you know, Washoe and Clark County.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. South Lake Tahoe has already turned over. They're complete Stasis up there. I grew up there, went to elementary school there. I can't even go to that place anymore. They've completely destroyed it. The leftists have taken it over. They've ruined it. Like everything they touch, they've ruined. Another topic, Monica, the illegals down here in Carson, they're pouring in, Catholic Charities and Reno's shipping them down here. My brother was saying they're coming in by bus down here now.
Yeah.
And I go to these little stores and I check it out. You got them everywhere now. So the illegals have completely taken, they're all over this place right now. And anybody thinks this isn't a crisis, go down to the southern border right now. They're flowing in like nobody's business. Nobody cares. They're just letting it happen. Biden doesn't give a crap about anything. And I'm going to give you one last thing, Monica. Everybody today, I encourage you to go to 2 Thessalonians 2 in the Bible. Read it from the top to the bottom with understanding. It's very simple. And pay attention right now because we're getting close to Satan coming to earth. Revelation 12, 5 through 18. And, Monica, I appreciate you always letting me talk, man. You have a great one.
Thanks, Nate. You have a great one, too. And that is very interesting because the president of Mexico was actually putting something out that Kamala Harris was down there and encouraging the opening of all of the border. Just making it open. Let's go back to the lines and check in with Melissa this morning. Wants to talk about the vaccine. Hi, Melissa. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. So I am a nurse in the Carson City area, and I am one of many who is being threatened with their job for not being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an interesting discussion yesterday with a doctor of over 30 years. And I won't get into any names or locations or anything,
okay.
But I have a legitimate history of just like a cardiac arrhythmia here and there. And I cannot get a doctor to give me an exemption. And essentially, if it does not fit what the CDC says is a legit exemption, they will not issue one. And it's almost impossible for me. I can't get one. And so I spoke with another doctor yesterday. She could not issue me one because she said essentially what is happening is the AMA is monitoring these doctors who are issuing these exemptions. And if they are issuing too many or they feel what's too many, a lot of them are getting their licenses suspended. Or in some extreme cases, if they aren't talking the talk, following the narrative, some are getting losing their licenses. She
yeah.
wanted to help me and said she could not. She said in her 30 years, she's never seen anything like this. I had COVID back in December. And she said, I wouldn't even recommend a vaccine for you. She said, none of this follows what we were taught in medical school about viruses, virology, your T cells, how your body remembers, you know, a virus when it comes mm-hmm. back in contact with it. I am at a complete loss because essentially these doctors, if they don't follow what is being put out there, they are at risk of losing
yeah.
their livelihoods. And
that's why we have that's why we have America's frontline doctors, because they took on
yeah.
that system and they were fired. And so
yep.
that's what they're explaining to people. And I think, Melissa, people don't understand that it is happening right here. This is not a national
yep.
stage. This is right here in our backyard. And,
yep.
you know, just hang in there as long as you can. And don't you dare quit. If this comes
no.
to blows, make them fire you.
Yes.
Because you have,
absolutely.
That's where your power comes back for when you sue them for wrongful termination.
Absolutely. It's just disgusting. I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever see anything like this.
Well,
never.
You know. Something's got to keep us on our toes to keep us going, Melissa. So, but thank you for calling
anyway,
in and telling your story, because people think it's, you know, it's not happening. Melissa.
I know, and it is happening. I'm living it.
Yeah. And you're not the only one, but you know what? You're the only one with the guts right now to call in and put it out there.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope that others will step up too and say something, because this doctor had a good point. She said, they're telling me that I can't prescribe anything other than what the CDC, FDA says I can prescribe for this because it's considered experimental. And her argument was, okay, she says, aren't these vaccines experimental?
Exactly.
Hello?
It's their choice is what they get to do. But at least now Regeneron has been FDA approved and it's off the experimental list. So maybe we can actually get some people treated now. Melissa, thank you so much for calling in today. You take care of yourself.
You have a great day.
You too.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woo-hoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question. Do you believe Nancy Pelosi when she says she will step down as Speaker of the House? I don't know if I could believe this, anything that comes out of this woman's mouth, but, you know, I guess if the Atlantic, the liberal rag that it is, if it's reporting it, maybe it is a possibility. Today's poll question brought to you, all of our poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's, are you going to watch any of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium at frankspeech.com or really anywhere? 67% of those participating in the poll said yes. Watch this information coming out. Let's see. I've got somebody tracking it for me right now. The image of the machine was just received yesterday. So this is real-time analysis. They have before and after Dominion access. Real time, top White Hat cyber experts on cyber symposium. All the files on 2020 and other elections deleted by Dominion afterwards. So they've got the goods. This is huge. Not one credentialed cyber person has questioned any data as fraud. Critical restrictions removed and removing security restrictions by Dominion. And last, but by no means least, Dominion has been doing this deletion after election and is going on every day. We still have it going on in swing states. The Dominion's trying to get in there and erase the information. But you know what? That's the beautiful thing. Is nothing's really ever erased from the internet. So just keep that in mind, okay? Just received this. This is regarding the exemptions for COVID. My doctor said it's not really safe for me as I've had severe allergic reactions, but he can't write me a letter. My daughter got the same answer. That is because they are being threatened by the AMA about losing their licenses. And doctors don't want to lose their licenses. America's frontline doctors, they were all threatened. They all went through it, got fired, and they're still trying to educate people. So I just received this from Dana. Dana, answer me one more question. Says, hi, Monica. I just wanted to say that the interview you had with Dr. Dalton a few weeks ago prompted me to reach out and sign up. I actually talked with him this morning. He picked up the cell phone and I asked him my concerns about my son being at Spanish Springs High School, and he said that he needs to wear an N95 mask, and he asked me if my son was willing to get vaccinated. The doctor told me that the N95 was the only way to go, and that he had actually been vaccinated with the Pfizer jab. He suggested my son get vaccinated. This doctor thinks ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is killing people. He only treats with monoclonal antibodies. So tell me, how is this doctor a frontline doctor? Where is the science and research that says those two medications are killing people? He also said sanitizing your hands a couple of times a day is enough. He indicated that the virus spread mainly through breathing. Yes, I get that. Who are the frontline doctors in this area and that are very much in line with Dr. Meehan? Are there any? Or are we all screwed in Reno? And who's to say what's in those antibodies? Once anything is approved by the CDC or WHO, I believe it should be questioned highly. Well, remember, it's not the CDC and the WHO that we look to approve all this stuff. It's the FDA. But, Dana, you're absolutely right. Because who's to say that they're not paid off? I mean, I get it about the American Medical Association because, you know what, guess what? Look at John Hopkins. Look at where their money comes from. Okay? You'll see it's the Rockefellers, it's the Rothschilds, it's the Carnegies, the Mellons. That's the problem. People will say anything when their money is at stake. And you're right about Dr. Dalton, and I don't agree with him. But I wanted the Regeneron treatment. So I just ignored what he had to say about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because those drugs are not killing people. If those drugs killed people, there would be no African continent. Because the people there, it's called the Sunday drug for a reason. They take it every Sunday. These drugs are, they're prescribed every day for people with lupus. So they're proven safe drugs. They wouldn't be given to the military. Well, I'm questioning the military right now. They wouldn't be given to the military for malaria. Every doctor has their own opinion on what's going on. And the reason is because, you know what? We have no real answers. And that makes it tough. But yes, there are frontline doctors here in Northern Nevada. You just have to find them. Dr. Schallenberger in Carson City, Dr. Fong here in Northern Nevada, and there are others. So look to the private practices. I'll try to get a list put together and put it on my site, but you know what? I went to Dr. Dalton for my Regeneron treatment, and that's all. Regeneron has now been approved. Regen Cove. So find your private doctor. And if he won't prescribe it for you, if he won't do the treatment, then you might want to find another doctor. Let's go to Tim. Tim, did you send me this email?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind, Tim? No.
I had a few quick things regarding the symposium. When you get that much interference and flack, you're obviously over the target. So Mike Lindell's over the target.
Exactly.
That would be my estimation. The second thing is that there's no money in hydrochloroquine or ivermectin. So unless it's rebranded by one of these as something else and where they can make money on it, they're not going to recommend it.
Exactly.
Plus, Sisalac made it to where you couldn't get hydrochloroquine. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble with the name of it.
It's hydroxychloroquine, name, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, for political reasons, if Trump would have said, don't use it, they would have said, oh, God, make sure you go out and use that right away. obviously, that malaria drug has been around for longer than my parents have been alive, I think, and it's been safe. And now all of a sudden, now, you know, it's political and there's no money to be made. And now, please don't use it, they tell you. The third thing was my primary physician, and I went to get a checkup. My wife likes me to get checkups. And I'm getting a little older. He said, you know, I'm recommending vaccinations for shingles for you in the next couple years and pneumonia in the next couple years. But he says, I want to talk to you about the COVID vaccine. And I'm like, here you go. You know, here we go.
And here
he says,
we go.
Based on your age, based on your age and your health, he said, I would not recommend it for you. He says, it is experimental and we don't know what the effects are down the road. And I was floored by that because I was expecting the full on push, but I didn't get it. And I'm not going to say who my doctor is because I don't want him harmed in any way. But I like the fact that my care physician is honest and not political.
And that's that. That's what we need more of. Tim, thank you for that information.
Right,
and, you know, we just have to find the doctors who are actually being honest. So, Tim, you have a great day and hang in there. Another Tim from Carson City just sent me this link as I was talking about, you know, being able to get those medications through America's Frontline Doctors. Is Tim sent me this one as well. I haven't checked it out yet, so do your due diligence. COVID-19criticalcare.com. In addition to America's Frontline Doctors, you might also look into Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. I have used the service of both and personally prefer FLCCC Alliance. Best, Tim, in Carson City. So again, that's COVID-19criticalcare.com. Before we wrap up the show, one more call this morning. We've got Ryan on the line. Ryan wants to talk about the bus strike. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Monica. I'm kind of disappointed. I think you lost your way. An example is because you used to talk a lot more local stuff. An example of the bus strike. It's almost 2 weeks now, and I'm not hearing anything about it on your show. And the fact that the bus drivers crippled the whole transportation in this whole city, if you need to use a bus, you're SOL. And it seemed like you're pushing more of the national down the local throats instead of looking for more local stuff. And I'm just using the bus strike as an example.
You know, okay. No, Ryan, hang on. Hang on. Don't criticize and then don't, you know, allow time here. For one thing, the bus strike is in almost every single newscast we have. And I'm not giving it any time because every single radio station and television station out there is pushing it. So it doesn't deserve for me to give it time. Also, Washoe County School District, that's not local. The rallies to fight back, that's not local. The justice system, that's not local. You don't know what you're talking about. You chose a subject that I'm not really concerned about because the unions are involved. So as usual, they will cripple and they will get their way because that's how unions work. It's the same things with the school unions, the police unions, the fire unions. Anytime an organization like that goes on strike, it's just going to cost the taxpayers. So there you go. I addressed it. That's why we have Uber, Lyft, the bus system. It will be back up and running at the expense of the taxpayers. They'll get their way. Trust me. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, you know, Ryan doesn't think I'm bringing it home locally anymore, but let me tell you, when it comes to national news, this is about as local as you can get.
Hey, Nevada, look at this. This is pretty close here. You know, what is it? 31,000. Remember, this is one of the states they stopped, you know, these mm-hmm. middle of the night things.
Washoe County.
30,000. This one I want you to write down, sir. 34,000 votes that says Donald Trump lost by 34,000. Did Donald Trump win the state of Nevada? Yes, he did, huh? Look at that.
Look at that. Look at those numbers. Right now, a cyber symposium is going on that Mike Lindell's being called a con man, a shyster, you know, all those fun names that they like to come up with. We need to remember that Nevada was stolen as well. And it is all coming back down to the Dominion machines. It's all coming back to people saying, oh, no, they're not hooked up to the internet. Dominion doesn't have access to them. All lies. And that includes Nevada. Got a challenge. $5 million. You prove Mike Lindell wrong, you're going to be a millionaire. Nobody's able to do it. Yet where is the local media talking about that? That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on getting you the truth. The truth that the election was stolen, that it's not about a virus, it's about an election. It's about world domination, control over you. Like the Chinese, like the CCP has control over the Chinese people. Beautiful culture, beautiful people. But their government says, oh, there's a virus. By the way, we're not going to tell you that we created it with the help of Democrats and Marxists in America. But this big old building that houses thousands and thousands of people, apartments, condos, we're going to lock you in your building and not give you access to food. Well, you can have telemedicine, but you're not getting out. And that's what they want for this country. And I will bring you the truth on that every day, including the fact that our doctors are being intimidated to the fact that they're going to lose their licenses if the truth gets out about the vaccines, about COVID, about all of it. Yeah, you're not going to be getting written exemptions because they put their livelihood above yours. That's why you have to stand up. Tonight, 6 o'clock, state capitol, Carson City, parent, power to parent. You can find out more at power2parent.org. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock as well, a different organization. It's time for you to stand up and use your voice. And maybe carpool because, yeah, might not be able to take the bus system. But it's worth your time. It's all worth your time. Because it's your freedoms, your children's freedoms, that are being annihilated.